Ash and JD, they're the host, talking real, they're not like most. Podcasting fun with a side of wit, get ready. Cause you won't wanna quit. They bring the laughs, they bring the noise. Sharing stories of their crazy joys. From deep discussions to silly tales, the Real Talkin' Podcast never fails. Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty and oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny.
What's happening, everyone? Welcome back to this week's episode of the Real Talking Podcast with your hosts, Ash and JD. Well, I've just got to get it out of the way. We're not a footballing podcast, but we'll get our favourite listener out of the way with, because James, he just loves you. looks like United are going to have a repeat of last season. Liverpool will win it this year, so obviously he's on about the Premier League. And then he's asked, did I go out in Liverpool last week? Well, no. He said, did you go to my home of Liverpool?
Right.
I was keeping an eye out for another Pratt. So yeah, I was at Liverpool last week. It was a good night, as expected. But you didn't have to keep an eye out for me. To be fair, when I was in the taxi going back to the digs afterwards, thought he was a bit overly chattery at first, which is fine. But like, you don't always want to have a chat when you're in a taxi, do you? Okay. But you know, when you clock the name badge, I did see his name was James. But I'm sure he would have noticed it was me if it was our favourite listener, James. But on to the football. I mean, it's not like Liverpool were outstanding. United expected just as much on the Friday night. But I can't say I'm winning the league.
Yeah, well, just one game in, long way to go.
I mean, your favourite of Chelsea. They had a bit of a stinker, really, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, but one game. Mm-hmm. It's a long season, mate.
I mean, what was your take on the Raheem Sterling issue, drama, statements?
Now, the thing is, I get where the Chelsea manager's coming from. He's just being honest.
Yeah,
they've got too many players. You're not in the plans. But obviously, from a player's point of view, you kind of want that. The beginning of the transfer window, so, I suppose, but you don't know what you've got, so everyone's through the door. And obviously, it's either a case of upstairs want to get his salary off the books or he's just not performing, but he'll find another club pretty easy. I think most of them will. And I think just it's a case of recouping some money because they've spent loads just to keep him.
Well, yeah, it's like 1.2 billion in 2 years, something like that.
Because they're calling it the bomb squad. For some reason, I don't know where that name's come from.
Probably because it's a load of flops or something.
In this bomb squad, you've got Ben Chilwell, obviously.
Injuries.
Yeah, which is a shame actually, because I really liked him as a player. Well, I like him as a player.
Yeah, so. When he's fit, he's up there with one of the better left backs in the league.
He looks like one of those people though. Like if he just has a little knock, bruise, doesn't want to play through the pain, so he just fuck it up.
That's most of the players these days, though. To be fair, and when you're earning a couple hundred grand a week. You ain't bothered, are you?
I don't. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I suppose because we don't play football every week, it's like having the day off work for them.
Isn't it? It's guaranteed money for them. If we don't go into work, we're not getting paid. Yeah. Where if it's salary and you're guaranteed to get the money, whether you're in or out, you're not going to be as arsed.
I will say this though: Sterling was terrible last season. I think we spoke around the podcast the free kick that I seen.
Yeah,
and it was the worst free kick. At that level, I've seen. But, and I say that, and Chelsea missed an open goal last night. Fucking hell. But, no. Nah,
I didn't watch the game last night.
I didn't. I've just seen the miss.
Terrible.
It's probably the miss of the season already.
Jesus.
But, yeah, I still think they're going to do well. I think once they've got all the negativity out, and it's mad to say, obviously, they've still got Lukaku. After they signed that striker, there was after that the Napoli forward. What's going on there? That's going to be cold, isn't it?
Yeah, so as of the moment, there's still no movement on Osimhen, no.
I didn't want to say his name because I wasn't like Oshawaligan like the Pokemon.
But yeah, because I think Napoli still want Lukaku on loan. So they don't want to commit to buying Lukaku. They want him on loan. Want to sell Osimhen, but they're still wanting 100 million plus euros. And then with that profit that they make off of him, they want to buy Scott McTominay, which is a strange move, really. Because if clubs like Fulham aren't going to bid more than 20 million for Scott, then I don't know why. Conte is going to want him at Napoli. But
and Napoli after Billy Gilmore as well?
Probably. Yeah. I've not seen too much transfer activity for them apart from this, what we just spoke of, really.
But Conte and Lukaku are good together, don't they? They get the best out of each other. It seems like the right move for everyone.
Yeah, I think it's just Lukaku in the Italian league, though, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, though, I still think Chelsea are going to do well. And
someone's got to have faith in them.
You know what? I would love to see the odds. I think but I have to admit, it's just Man City's to lose, isn't it? I mean, I don't think Liverpool, they're a bit soft, though, I think, at the moment. I think they need a bit more depth.
I think, yeah, like the main thing is because Slot's still trying to fill the team out. Yeah. You know, obviously, no signings coming through the door.
Which
yet.
Is strange, actually, because you would have thought a new manager would. Especially one that knew he was coming into the job, would have had some like ideas of who he wanted to bring in already, unless he wanted to have a look around.
Yeah, I think it's that. And it's like a lot of the club owners just want a yes man as a manager now. You know, Pochettino was the biggest yes man. Solskjaer, again, he's a yes man. Just give them players and just, again, the way Todd Bowley wants it to, I'll give you players, you make them work.
Yeah, because going back to the Chelsea, the guy with Neto, Sterling's number, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, took off number seven. My biggest take about the Sterling saga, though, the way that all the pundits have like just slated him, said how it was a bad move, he shouldn't be doing any statements, or his representatives and whatever, which I think's right. You know, as a professional footballer, you shouldn't be going against, you know, biting the hand that feeds you, you know, slagging off the club and that. But what annoyed me was when Jadon Sancho did it last season, no one said anything. Yeah. They deemed it as unfair to Ten Hag of his treatment on Sancho. And so why is it fine for Chelsea to do it, but United can't? That was my take from it. It was annoying. I don't think what the manager's done is wrong at all.
But isn't it the other way around where Sancho didn't want to play but Sterling wants to play? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you ask Sancho, he'd say that he wanted to play.
Yeah.
His statement was saying that I was fit, I do train every day, I was available, but the manager hasn't picked me. So, you know, it was still along the same lines.
Yeah, from Sterling's point of view, it's like a transfer request without asking for a transfer request without getting a fine for the transfer request.
Because
I'm sure players will get fined for handing a transfer request and not turning up to training or whatever, trying to push for a move. But this is just like opens a door now, so everyone knows that he's actively looking, basically.
Yeah.
Where do you think he'll go? Because I've seen that Villa want him. Palace are interested. I don't think Palace could afford his wages. And then I've seen that Juventus.
That's the main problem, though, to be fair. He's
on a big chunk, isn't he?
350 grand a week.
Fucking hell.
On a... so if he's willing to take a massive pay cut...
I think it... Well, you would expect Chelsea would have to pay him off for him to move on.
Top will, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because he'd have to have some...
Because I think he's got 3 years left on his current deal as well.
Yeah, so it'd have to be reimbursed. So say, look, he moves to someone like Villa, then I can only pay half. They'd have to compensate the rest.
I still don't think Villa or Palace or anyone would be willing to pay more than 150 grand a week. Which, again, is still too much for a player of Sterling's calibre.
The thing is, he's 29 now. I don't know when he's 30. So that's the only thing now, where that long-term contract sorted him out, basically, until he was like 32 or whatever it'd be. It's the biggest contract, obviously, 30, so you don't expect to get more money after like 32, 33. But that's the thing, is what kind of money, what kind of years do you offer someone coming in to offer bad season as well? That's the only thing.
It's his ambition as well. Like, where does he see his career going? How long does he think he's going to play for still? you know, because he could go to the likes of Saudi Arabia and earn at least what he's getting at the moment still, and play in a league that sees it, or is he still wanting to fight and play competitive football at a high standard still, for a real cut down price? We'll see soon enough. Yeah. I think there's 7 days. I think it's next Friday, the transfer window.
Yeah, I can imagine this one being a busy one because it's been kind of quiet compared to normal ones.
Just because of the Euros, though, weren't it? Yeah. You know, everything got put back, really. Again, that goes back to Liverpool as well. I think we've had little time of a pre-season and getting first team players back for training, at least. That's hindered Arnislot's any transfer ideas he might have had, really, I think.
I do think Gundogan going back to Man City is a good... Like, I like that.
For Man City,
I like
that. Which, again, it's been quiet for them, really. But is that a...
Just after a striker now, isn't there? Or did he get that West Ham lad?
Again, the last I saw of it, it's just talks are open still. But is it just like a pending doom that these charges are going to come out and so they don't want to spend a lot of money in potential fines, maybe, or so they don't have to pay off too many players if they get chucked out the league or something?
I mean, it's one of them, and if you can get someone like Gundogan free, because it's free, isn't it, just to get him off.
He left Barcelona because he was a free agent at the end of the, not last season, the season before. He only done a 1 year contract with Barcelona. And
no, it was 2 years with Barcelona. And what Barcelona's problem was is they've signed Almo, you know, the one from the one in the Euros.
Yeah.
And with the Spain FA, what it is, they go off your league position and a salary cap. So basically their salary cap is too low because they didn't win the league. So all these players, they can't register players to the league until they've freed up salary space. So that's why he's moved him on for free, because he was on 17 or 11 million euros or pounds. I can't remember which way around it is. Basically, it's to free up that money so then that Danny Almo can be registered.
It's ridiculous. They talk every season where Barcelona have to do this, the way that they have to juggle things around.
I just don't get Barcelona. Like, how do you just constantly have no money but sign everyone or want to sign everyone?
But again, like, I mean, I've not seen official figures, like, but it's like reported that De Jong's on like 700 grand a week, which I can't see how he can be on that. But
during COVID, so they gave him a good contract, looks like Sterling's. And then during COVID, he didn't get paid for a year. So it's back payment from all that.
Oh, I don't know. It's all fucking nonsense. Yeah.
So basically, like, obviously, he gets his salary and then he gets his salary values owed breakdown every month. So, well, yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a lot of money. But yeah.
Yeah, it makes you think, where did we go wrong in life sometimes?
Yeah.
And all these people are earning that kind of money just for kicking a ball around. Not even well. But yeah. Which that leads me on to, that was it. It was I can't find the message, but it was a question from Lee.
Right.
Well, that was it. It was the WhatsApp, you know, because he's messaged in on the WhatsApp to the hotline, the Real Talking hotline. You can send your messages in 07 470 488 096. Links are always in the bottom of the description. As always, same with the email address and the Twitter and all that jazz. But Lee has said, come on, lads, use your detective skills and tell us what Jermaine Genius has done. Oh, so, mate, still football related. Mate.
Oh, so
since we're not a football podcast.
I seen a thing my mate told me, about what the BBC, because obviously it was on BBC News, and he was like, sources says it's something to do with, they didn't go into details, but the BBC are the ones that hired him, assigned sources. Is their employer?
Yeah.
I know. But what do you think he's done, Jack?
Well, the funny thing is, he was live on TalkSport when it was announced that he's got sacked.
Yeah.
But while he was live, he was talking about the odds of Ten Hag being his favourite to get sacked before Christmas.
Right.
So the irony of him talking about someone getting sacked, well, he's got sacked at the same time. They had to cancel So basically turn off the phone line because everyone calling wanted to know what he'd done while he was sacked. So obviously he weren't taking questions. But obviously I've done my research, but allegedly, he's been tapping up old Gary Lineker saying, mate, let me tickle your bollocks. So Gary's turned around and says, you need to sack him. But he was odds on favourite to take over Gary Lineker. I've not properly watched like all of Match of the Day and enjoyed it for a long time. So if it would have been the likes of Genus taking over, I really don't know how I would have felt about that. I don't know who can take over from Gary Lineker, to be fair. He's done it for that long.
Yeah, it'd be that Alex Scott now. Obviously, just some tick boxes. So,
yeah.
I think he's obviously been speaking to a girl.
Yeah, so
and then
he has
got a number, and then he's probably like fucking sent her a picture, like just out the blue. Now, maybe a little bit more context. So, he's probably been flirting, then all of a sudden, dick pic, like, whoa, you know what I mean? Steady on there. So,
but again, like, if it is along those lines, then whoever's grasped on him, or you know, says what's been going on, they'd be doing it on purpose because if you speak to someone along those lines, you know, a bit flirting, you're gonna expect it. But to be fair, he's a bit of a gobshite anyway.
Because he's married, isn't he? As well,
I don't know, to be honest. I've not really followed much of his life. You know, he was a shit footballer. And he's a shit pundit as well. But that's most of them, to be fair, any, you know, Gobby, Bangalore and all that.
Yeah.
You know, even fucking Clinton Morrison. Well, you know, he was never a top-class footballer, but he was definitely better at football than his punditry. Every time I hear him, it's like, Jesus Christ, mate, do you even watch football these days? But
also, with the Jermaine Genius, apparently multiple women come forward.
Oh, so there's more news out there. Yeah,
so basically, it's just saying inappropriate text probe. So he's been sending a few dick pics.
And does it say if he's married as well, though?
I think I did see somewhere he was actually married.
I don't know.
Sorry, the article is just long. I don't want to go through it all, but I'm pretty sure he's.
But I've seen videos of him, like, he's sat there at the pub or in his fucking garden or something, but he's got a pint in his hand and he's like, yeah, you know, after a hard day's work, earning that pee. Like, mate, you're not grafting, though, are you? Like, he's being smug because he's just got a paycheck or something and he's trying to make out that he's worked hard. So, no, you've fucking been told what to say and you've said it. Like, you've not been working or grafting. Cracks me up. Fucking.
Just going back to Jermaine Genius with the Match of the Day job, though, I think that's the easiest job. Like in TV, the Match of the Day one, because the host anyway doesn't analyse. He asks the questions, and so it's only like three or four questions asked after every match, and then he gives a summary of the match.
Yeah, and so it's just reading off the teleprompter.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally, you're just being a face and a voice.
You ask the questions after the teleprompter. Yeah. So like literally, and it's not, you know, you spend less time talking than you know the pundits on there
and the replays as well.
And the replays, yeah. So you know. It's quite, he's missed out on that because that would have been it's a good gig really for job wise, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because Gary Lineker, I think he earns about $7 million a year ish just for doing Match of the Day.
BBC.
Yeah, but it wouldn't just be Match of the Day, like, obviously, whatever games are on live, international games and stuff as well. But yeah, a good few million a year where Jermaine Genius was getting paid 190 grand a year just for Match of the Day and the one show. Which he's been chinned off of that as well because it's on the BBC. So he would have got a massive pay rise for it anyway. And yeah, just for literally 20 minutes for Match of the Day, because again, it's not like they're watching the highlights. Yeah. Like what we
don't even
on
do
the
Sundays, do you?
Yeah, Match of the Day 2 with Chappers. Yeah. So, you know, barely anything to do on a Saturday night. And again, the amount of times, I don't know if it still happens, but the amount of times I watched it, and you can see that Shearer's had a skinful. His eyes are glazed over and that.
No, but what I'm saying as well, because when obviously the World Cup of the Euros are on, just fly there, you do the main important games.
Yeah.
You know, it's It's a nice job to have, man. I can think of worse, actually. Been. You know what I mean?
I mean, we're doing well, so am I? No, I enjoy my job. Can't be said about both of us, but...
No.
Yeah, that's just life.
Maybe I should apply for the match of the day. Right?
Yeah, they need a new pundit. Start earning some of the TV license money then.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, I'd do it. So realistically, if Jermaine Genius was on 190 grand a year, then I'd do it for like 50 grand a year, I would. Obviously, yeah, expenses paid as well. I don't want to be paying for my own fuel and flights and stuff.
Staying in London, yeah.
But yeah, keen. So that's a good improvement on what I earn at the moment. And then for 2 days a week, yeah, you're laughing, ain't you?
See?
Fucking.
But don't sell yourself short, mate. You know, they offer you 50, go for 75.
Yeah, you've got to, obviously, you know, all the big wiggers at the BBC are listening to this. You know, hello, welcome, send us your emails in.
I don't think you're quite... The word
try not to
lefty enough.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, I'm definitely not politically correct enough.
Literally, yeah.
You know, before recording the pod, I told you how my dog was being gay yesterday. Yeah. So I'm sure stuff like that wouldn't really fly.
Because it'd be you and Alan Shearer having a skinful.
Oh, mate, that'd be a good crack, to be fair. Okay. I'd be drinking on the fucking air, I would. But, you know, when the thing is a cup of tea now, fucking lager lad.
Some Baileys in there.
Gotta be Irish.
So
I imagine next week we'll have the full details.
Yeah, he sent some big pics out in
there. Naughty boy. Especially if he is still married then. That's terrible. But again, a lot of the footballers are doing it, aren't they?
I don't want to be that guy, but he's probably done it for a while, innit? Because he's been, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because most of them have done, really, haven't they? I think the last thing that we do need to say on football, though, is just... the return of the Mac, Jamie Vardy. Red Bull need to sponsor him. He just fucking killed him.
Why isn't Red Bull sponsored? Every time I see him, you know, like when you watch the build up to a match, always got a Red Bull. Like literally, just give him a lifetime supply because he's...
Yeah. But because he had the little interview afterwards and he was like, yeah, I wake up in the morning, I have a can of Red Bull, drop the kids off to school, can of Red Bull. Training, kind of Red Bull, this and that, before the game, downs one, half time, downs one. And it just happened to be that he was doing it on the touchline, well, in the dugout, weren't he? He was not the dugout, in the tunnel, and got caught on camera. And it was just quality. Because just the shithousery after that as well. Looking, pointing to his Premier League badge, saying, I've got one, you got none. And then Romero. Fuck off. You don't get enough of that. Look, did he get booked for that as well? I didn't see.
No, I didn't see.
Surely he should have. Well, he should have done, definitely. But, it's just quality. So I think we need to start a petition for Jamie Vardy to take over Gary Lineker. He ain't going to get a fucking pundit job, to be fair, is he? But then again, someone's going to have to take over Roy Keane at some point, aren't they? Souness definitely needs properly replacing, you know, considering he said he was retiring a couple of years ago, and I still just see him on the TV TalkSport chatting so much shit. Oh god. But yeah, that's the last of the football. We can't keep going on about it. We have got other correspondence. I mean, to be fair, one thing that I did want to talk about, so you know Theo Von, the comedian, American. Yes. Have you seen or listened to his podcast with President Trump?
No.
Absolutely quality. The fact that he can speak to Donald Trump and Donald Trump's asking him questions about his own personal life. It was a real good interview, to be fair, because he wasn't really talking too much about politics. I know most of us in general have seen and heard speeches from Trump. But he really is... a nice bloke. I know he's got to do it because the cameras are rolling and all that anyway, but every person he spoke about, he was so praising all of them, speaking nicely. The only person he did slag off, he didn't really say much bad about Biden, but Kamala Harris, worst vice president ever. She's going to lose. No one wants her in power and that. She's doing X, Y, and Z to ruin everything I put in place beforehand. and how she thinks she can win is ridiculous. So I had a laugh about that. But yeah, he was asking Theo about, because he's a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, he was asking questions about that. Fun facts, in case any of you didn't know, I didn't know that Donald Trump had never had a drink in his life. Never had a sip of alcohol. So he was telling all that story. His older brother, raging alcoholic, and because he looked up to his brother, and he always told him, never drink, don't be like me, don't ever drink. And it just sank into his head. So yeah, it was quite interesting to have a little bit of a deep dive, because, you know, you're seeing it all on the TV and TikTok and that, and it's all America and, you know, fucking stars and flags and stripes and stuff and beers. And yeah, to see that side of him, it was real, real good listen. So, it, you know, even for yourself and obviously the listeners at home and that, give it a little listen, because it really was good. But it's sent me into a little deep dive of listening to some of Theo Von's podcasts now as well. Because I listened to him the other week, did one with Ed Sheeran. And I listened to that because Ed Sheeran, I was like, yeah, let's give it a whirl. But then I was listening to him and Neil deGrasse Tyson earlier as well. And it's mad when you hear Neil swearing, because you don't expect it. You know, he's a highly esteemed, you know, scientist and that. And
I could listen to him all day. I could.
He has got a comforting voice, and the knowledge, the way he just brings out, explains things. It's more tailored to our mindsets. Yes.
I think that when David Attenborough stops doing what he, you know, he should be the one actually.
I don't know if he'd want to do that solely. Talking about the animals, even though he did speak a lot about mice and stuff, and then he'd rather send a gerbil to space in Elon's spaceship than him go himself. So yeah, he did speak about animals a lot in it. But yeah, he does. I don't want to try and explain it too much, because I'm not an astrophysicist. But briefly spoke about wormholes and says, so say it would take us 100,000 years to get from here to the other side of the Milky Way. But because of the way whatever fucking it is, or the way this wormhole works, you can get from A to B. And he described it as in folding a piece of paper. And look, obviously I can't explain it, but the way he spoke, I know what you're saying then.
You got it.
Yeah, you fold space and you can get from A to B in no time. Yet if you keep space in a linear, a flat sheet of paper, it takes you long. So, yeah, real clever man. maybe he should take over Gary Lineker.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just thought, if you do want to give it a listen, definitely he's worth it. Seeing Donald Trump in a different light, definitely. And he briefly spoke about the attempted assassination on himself as well. Several kids as well. I knew he had kids, but, you know, he's got two sons that are older than us. And then he's got another lad that's 17.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's just mad, isn't it? You know, 78, and he's still got young kids, really. But I suppose, you know, billionaires, it doesn't fucking matter, does he?
No.
Just
keep send him off to mate. Private school, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, we shall get on to some of the correspondence anyway. Because as always, we do love getting all your messages. Now, we've got the one which wasn't from last week. It was from the week before, actually. I don't know how I'd missed it, but I've found it in the old archive. It was from Joe. I probably should have put this as into the confessions bank, really. Well, it's not really a confession, but he says, hey up, lads. I was at a little house party the other day. Obviously, there was a lot of drinking happening. Eventually, the last of us passed out, and in early hours of the morning, I was woken up by laughter. It turned out I'd pissed myself. Though I'm a bit certain that it was a prank. It didn't smell, and it was sus. Anyway, I was just wondering if anything like that had happened to you or you have pissed the bed as an adult?
Oh, no, I've not pissed the bed as an adult, have you? I've come close to when you're having a dream that you,
yeah.
When that was one dreams where you have, like, you fucking dream that you're having a piss and you wake up and you have to quickly fucking did I.
You have to feel, you pinch your bell end and that to make sure nothing's going out.
Yeah,
just
wear off. Yeah.
Yeah, because I did say it on one of the episodes before that, like, essentially because I was walking around in the dream trying to find a toilet, and then I was in the pub, and then like, all the cubicles were rammed on that, and and then I woke up, I was like, ah shit, I need a piss. But as an adult, no, I'm pretty sure, I'd like to think it would come to my head anyway, haven't wet the bed. Blackout drunk, I don't think I've pissed myself either.
And you've been in some right states. Haven't you?
Proper states. Proper drinker though, ain't it? I can't wait for tomorrow. Audience at home, I've got a wedding to go to tomorrow. I don't want to, about 12:15, that first pint is going to be in my hand. Start drinking. Wedding's not till 2:00, but I don't care. I don't think, even in the younger days of when we had the odd house party here and there, I don't think I ever really passed out at a house party. We was never really at that many that would be out there all night.
Yeah, but I suppose, like, have you ever been out drinking that much where you've pissed yourself, you know, like, to that point where you've come close, or, you know, have you?
No, I mean, I've fell asleep in the bathroom because I've been throwing up.
I remember once, yeah, we used to go to the pub after work on a Friday, and this is when I used to get the buzz. And you know what you do? You have a piss before you go on the buzz.
Yeah.
Like, timed it perfect. Piss, buzz. The buzz took so long. I'm fucking, you know, like, halfway home, like, just squeezing it, like,
yeah.
I'm going to have to go off. Literally, got off of my stop and literally ran to an alley. Just, being close with that would have been embarrassing, pissing yourself on the fucking buzz.
How great is it, though?
Like, the relief after.
Yeah, when you're absolutely busted, holding it in, and then you fucking finally get it going. It's just...
It's like you get, like, not tears to your eyes, but you're just like,
it's like the opposite of brain freeze. Yeah. The way brain freeze hurts, it's like, it's soothing, it does feel
the soul.
Brilliant. I mean, I have had people say that it's better than sex, but, you know, them people ain't shagging well, then are they?
No.
Well, each to their own, you know. If you'd rather have a piss than get your dick wet, if you don't want it to be dry, then that's their own fault, really, isn't it? Now, there was another question when I can get the right bit up properly. Where is it? This one I thought was quite interesting from Riley. Hi, guys. Do you think you would know if your wives were having an affair?
So I'm gonna go. Is he asking us because he's concerned for himself, or
there was no?
And context. Also, Royley's had a girls or boys. Anyway, but
I can't remember if they did clarify to us before. It was just the question.
Do you think you would know?
In general, yes, because my missus works way half the week anyway, so. She's got plenty of opportunity to do so. I'm too busy all the time because, you know, I get back from work, I've got to walk the dog, I've got to look after myself, cook my own food and all that. So I don't know where I'd find the time, to be honest. I think the signs are there, aren't they, when it's all the texting and... Because I have pulled the missus up on that before where, you know, when they're turning the phone away a little bit as they're texting. I'm like, why are you doing that? Well, if you're not texting someone that you shouldn't be, you don't need to be turning your phone away. The main thing with mine, though, is I barely get sex myself, so I don't think she'd be doing it with other people. Well, yeah, I'd like to think I'd know. I mean, you'd know. You'd see Winston turning up on the ring doorbell, wouldn't you?
Yeah, on the doorbell. And when baby's just on a run, I'm like, where's she gone?
Yeah.
No, I'd like to think I'd know.
Yeah. But obviously, unless you're in a situation, you don't. Well, you wouldn't know until you're in that. Not that I'd want you to be in it, but yeah. I mean, what about you, Roller? Would you know?
Mm.
Has it happened to you? Did you find out?
Are you question? Is it? Has it? Yeah.
We need more details, Roller. And I'm sure we did have. Ah, this was the other question. From Kirsty, another old fan favourite of ours. she's not talking about puppets this time. Says, "Heya, do you close the door when showering, or just got called a weirdo for leaving it open?"
Oh no! See, I do both. If it's really hot, I leave it open just to get all the draft in from all the windows upstairs. But it's probably something that I probably would have to stop doing soon. Obviously, we're having a when the baby's older, because I do free ball around the house upstairs while I'm having a shower. You know, like. So, yeah, I should really probably start learning that to stop doing all that.
So, but, out of the habit of it.
Yeah, so, but for me, I do both.
Well, again, because I do both as well. So, if the missus is at home, I'll close the door. But when it's just me, I'll leave it open because otherwise the dog's on the other side of the door, like, scratching it. Or because he's a big dog, if he fucking, like, because he'll throw himself to the ground essentially. So if he throws himself at the door the right way, door opens, and then he comes in. And so he'll try and get in the shower with me. But when I want to bath him on his own, doesn't want to get in there. So I'd rather just, at least when she's at home, he's not pining to try and have the attention off me. But if I'm on my own, I have to leave it open because it's just easier. But in general, I don't know why someone would find it weird. Whether you leave it open or not.
No, even when, you know, when you're abroad, I always leave it open then just for the draft because obviously the bathroom always seems to get really hard abroad. But, you know, I think I always leave it open.
Yeah, it was...
I tell you what's weird though, mate.
What's weird then? When
you go abroad and you've just got like the glass windows for like the bathroom in the hotels. So when you're having a shit, you can see someone. Not, it's like frosted glass, but you can just like... You know,
just pull a door on
just
it.
Just put it like literally, just like I'm shitting, like fucking hell.
Yeah, but maybe now next time you got one like that, put a towel there or something, so it just blocks the vision of the blurry toilet just, and the person sitting on it.
But yeah, no, I think it's normal.
Yeah, I think you should question the person that called you weird.
I reckon the person that called a weird probably pisses in the shower because
there's nothing wrong with this. We've established this, Ash. You're the weird one for not pissing in the shower. You're not efficient enough.
Honestly, I just can't think of just having a dribbler down my leg. Like, hey.
No, because you're not aiming it at your leg.
Where's it going then? Aiming the fucking wall.
Again, no, you don't
aim. Do you hold it while you eat? That's a question, actually. Look.
No, so if I am, then, well, no, because normally, like, I'm washing my hair or something. So, I'll just push a little bit out because I need to. But you're not pushing your cock towards your leg or fucking anything.
No, but what I'm saying, obviously it's hanging down. It's going to go down, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can move your leg so you're not pissing on your leg. And then you turn towards the flow of the water as well. So you're not facing the wall. You do it so it'll just naturally go straight down the drain. But yeah, you don't fucking...
It just seems like you could just wee in the toilet, mate. It just seems so much easier.
No, because if you're in there and you need to go, there's no point feeling uncomfortable and holding it in. Just let it go.
Do you poop with the door open upstairs?
Same situation as the shower. If I'm on my own, the door will be open because the dog's just there. And if the door's shut... He gets his nose right up against the bottom and has a proper sniff. I'm like, hey, fucking hell. You want to get your nose on my arse?
Yeah. I tend to do that a lot. My door's
sniff at the door?
No. Leave the door open constantly while I'm pooping. I've done it. My partner walks upstairs and she's like, you're not having any shit again. Like, yeah.
It's, I don't know. Maybe it's more of a man thing for doing that. But then is that like a primal thing where it's well, if there was an invader to come in the house, that door being shut is an extra 2 seconds of, less to be able to protect the house or something.
Maybe.
Because it's like psychological with what side of the bed you sleep on as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
You know, because normally, allegedly, I don't know, I'm not a scientist, we've already established that. But the male asleep closer to the door, because of that, if there is an intruder, they can get up and react to it quicker. Whereas if you're on the opposite side, you've got to throw the missus in front to stop you getting raped or something, you know, whatever the intruder's wanting to do, any.
Yeah.
I don't know, some people enjoy it, but again, it's not my cup of tea. But yeah, I'd say cursed. Say to them, you're a weirdo.
Mm.
Or, why is it weird? Get them to explain it to you. And if they're pissing in the shower, they're not. There's nothing wrong with them.
There is.
So we shall get on to Ashley's favourite section, or maybe soon to be second favourite section.
Well, we'll find out. We'll see what we get in.
Now, we have got our first one. Make sure it isn't one that I've already read. No, it is one that I've already read. It's a good job we're checking this properly. It's all because I've screenshotted them and I've accidentally gone back too far somehow. Bloody phones. Right. So we have got Abs, and she's saying. Why do people have to moan about my grammar? Why do you care?
Well, to be fair, I like a good comma to know when. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right?
I cannot defend her here.
I want to. It's nothing worse when there's no commas or full stop to know, because when there's a comma, it's easy.
But it's just reading in general, because you know when to pause, take a breath, and when the sentence actually finishes and the next one starts.
I have, and it's a pet peeve now. So, you know how there's your and your, as in you are and your. So, your belongings and, you know, you are, which is you just shorten to your. But it's when they spell them the opposite way around. Mm. Oh,
and
that's starting
there, there and there.
Fuck, that, yeah.
Where. We are.
So, like, to the point now where sometimes I go and Google to see, like, held and hold, which one's
the right context.
Yeah, to use it in. Mm. So
I'll find it. So, what a lot of the pundits and that are using, so with the transfer news, basically, they're saying it's hotting up. This move is hotting up. And I'm like, when did hotting up become a word? Like, when is hotting? Like, if you're putting like cooking dinner and you're trying to boil some water, water's heating up.
Yeah.
So this transfer is heating up. The temperature is heating up. Like, you don't say it's hotting. It's getting hotting. But they're all saying it. It's hotting up. And there's too many made up words now. I mean, I know that's what language is anyway. All words are made up, really, aren't they? But yeah, it's English language is just weird anyway. But again, I was thinking about it again the other day. I know we spoke about it a long time ago. But like the voice inside your head, because not many people have a voice that narrates.
I think that's weird. I can't, in my head, it's just someone talking to me. But I'm talking to myself. But,
yeah. And like, sometimes it is my own voice, but sometimes it's a different voice.
What?
I don't know why.
Yeah. Hey, be careful of that, mate.
Yeah, it's not like telling me to go and strangle a cat or anything. I'm not Kurt Zuma. but again, it's like, if I'm reading, not that I read books, Lord, but if I'm reading a book or subtitles and that, in my head, I'll put that person's voice on the narration in my head as
well. Right, so if you're reading, like, a Japanese anime, are you speaking in with like
fair, they all sound the same, don't they?
No, but who, like, are you speaking with that twang in your head? Like, yeah, as if you're a Japanese person speaking English.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, he-wo.
That's Chinese.
Hello. But he-wo.
It's like if I was, you know, like, if I was reading Harry Potter, then I'd be putting on different voices. It'd be like fucking Harry.
So when Hermione speaks,
it'd be a girl's voice in my head, and like fucking Hagrid and whatever. Snape? Is that
Professor Snape?
Yeah.
He was one, wasn't he?
I don't know. Fucking. So yeah, I'd have the different voices in my head. But not everyone can do that. And that still baffles me. Like, because that's in my head, how doesn't everyone have the same brain, essentially? And I think it was a TikTok. So as I was just saying, we have thoughts in our heads and we think in English, and obviously other people, nationalities, languages, they think in their language. What language the baby's thinking now?
I think it's more like, not so much language, more pictures. That's what I think.
How, obviously, your little one now, she's talking in her way. And to her, she is putting something across. She's saying something. So how is that in her head?
It's probably, I can imagine it like, it'd probably be English, but getting someone singing, because she just watches all the programs. Oh my, they're just singing.
You love the programs, like, as well.
Some of them are bangers. me and Caleb was on about it. The Christmas one that we listened to last year that we had on repeat because they were just playing bangers. I said to Caleb, do you remember that was cool? It's like, it's going back on Christmas. Fucking hell.
God. This Christmas is going to be different in this household, though. Now that she's taking things in and she can understand things a bit more, you'll probably make an effort, won't you? It's just strange. I don't even know what grammar. Yeah.
I mean, how are you texting? Is she texting LG, connect the batteries,
Batteries.
Does anyone still text like that? Do you reckon? There's got to be some geezer out there.
Yeah, there is.
What's about WOT?
It's just no need, is that? So we've got no defense for you there, Abs, unfortunately. You do need to, without saying offensive, grow up a little bit. Now, I know we've said it before as well, they're all predictive text on the phone.
Yeah.
So as soon as you start typing, it's ready to give you the rest of the word. Just use it.
Sometimes I feel like a right thick twat, though. You know, when you're trying to spell a word, and even it doesn't even come up on the autocorrect. That's how far off I am.
Yeah, I'll have it sometimes. Even yesterday, I just had the complete blank in the head. I was like, how do I spell windowsill? I really just couldn't think. I started writing out, because I was leaving a note for the plasterer, basically. I wrote window. I'm is it C or S? I'm about to get it on my phone.
The thing I struggle with, mate, is writing in full-on capitals. I have to really think about it as well. When it's normal, you just write it. But when it's capitals, I'm like...
Yeah. See, when we left school, I stopped all the cursive writing and all that. All my letters are capitals, but I'll still have the big first capital, and then the rest of them, so it's lowercase letters, but the capital letters.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be leaving a note for someone and they're thinking, what 5-year-old has wrote this? So at least if it's all capitals, it's still not the neatest of handwriting, but you can see the individual letters are. Because you've got to be a team player. You've got to make sure everyone's in the know.
So, with regards to this one, what are we saying, mate? Well, what are you saying?
I've just said it. She needs to fucking grow up, man.
Imagine she's about 50.
Nah, Abs, just be more... I can't think of the actual word now.
Just drop a full stop in now and again. Let them know when. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Just think of other people. It's not about yourself. Stop being in a rush. It's not about how quick you get there. Yeah.
You don't pay for text no more.
Nah, it's all unlimited. Thanks for the message as always. Now, get on to the next one. We've got Lauren. Keeping her on the theme of phones as well, she is. when people just stop dead to look at their phone for a text or something. I'm walking here. I'm guessing she's saying it all that. You know, like on the move. Hey, I'm walking here.
The thing that I hate the most is when people in the barber's getting their hair cut and the phone rings. And then they just start gassing for 5 minutes while the barber's just wailing behind them. I'm like, fucking hell. Just say, I'll call you back. Or just, you know, like just when the message comes up, I'll call you back.
Yeah, I've never, I've answered the phone just, I think, only to you, to be fair, just to say, like, I'm in the barber's, call you back in a minute, whatever. But I wouldn't be able to do that.
Like, I get those people, it's the ones as well that are on the phone that's been sent like a shopping list. Or the like the partner like what's get and like,
fair enough if you're in Asda. Yeah, fair enough if you're in Asda, yeah. You've got to like have a read and then get your bearings like, all right, yeah, I need to go to this aisle to get this now. If you walk in the street and you can't walk and look like read a text at the same time, don't pull your phone out.
You gotta have some self awareness when it comes to that,
yeah. Yeah. I'm always aware of my surroundings as well. So if there's, I mean, it's not 100% of the time, but if there's someone walking behind me, I'll know. So I'm not going to just stop because they're walking behind me and then they've got to fucking go, and walk around. You just got to have a full 360, you know what you're doing. Don't just stop dead. It is annoying. Just people are annoying, really, though, aren't they? Fucking shit drivers, shit texters. Can't read.
Shit grammar.
Yeah. It's just no need for it. People need to fucking sort their lives out, really, don't they? Lauren, yeah. Next time someone does it to you, just kick them. Like, do that, like, you know, when you tap the back of the leg and they just fold. Do that to them. Fucking new happy slap that'll be. And we've got another one from Jess here. When lads call their girlfriend their bitch, so rude.
I mean, right, Jay? So,
now to be fair, anything that I say openly about my missus, I'll say to her face. Always been like it. I mean, I say like one of the lads, essentially, not in a gay way. It's just. Like
okay, you had to like confirm, like not in a gay way,
no, because like some people might get confused and think, "What is he married to a man?" I'm not, but I don't want to have any issues. You can't, like we've said it before, you can't keep things bottled up. You got something to say, just say it, because there's no need to fucking be annoyed and whatever. So anything that I say. If I called her a bitch or whatever, I'll happily and have done said it to her face.
You do call her a ginger bitch to her face, don't you?
Oh, yeah. So even the amount of times in the pub. Now, I will joke and say, I'll fucking chin ya or whatever. And people look as if to say, domestic violence. But she'll say it back to me then as well. And then, to say, out in public, ginger, fucking. She'll be like, you're ginger as well. I'm like, I know. That's why it's funny, because I can say, you know, we've got the G word to be able to say it. It's the same letters. It's the same letters. But to be fair, when it's these younger lads, I mean, I say it in the joking way, my bitch, fucking, or my wife. It's just an immature thing, really. It's a young lad's thing, I don't know, they're trying to be cool or something, and it's just
you're trying
really
to be
easy.
Ed Matthews.
Yeah, I have to think of who he was. Is he the one that had recently been going around trying to do the pedo hunting thing?
Yeah, he'd went off war back,
That's been a thing lately on my TikTok. The amount of them doing the baiting, so they'll just be recording the laptop chat or whatever.
Yeah,
and it's like, again, I used to know it all fucking back in the day, so it'd be like, ASL, which was age, sex, location.
Yeah.
Then the other one would be like M22 on a Brighton or whatever. And then the person that's sitting there on the computer, what about you? And look, it's always a lad as well.
Mm.
Look, baiting these men. It's like 14 female, fucking wherever. It's just, it is, look, obviously, fucking, it's good in one way because you're trying to out them and fucking get them done and that. But it's just mad how many have been just this week. Because there was one live one that I stumbled across, scrolled across, whichever way you want to say it, with TikTok. I don't know what ethnicity the man was, but he wasn't white. He was a chef in some restaurant because he had the hat on and apron. And I watched it for about 5 minutes at first. So the lads were like, look, you spoke English to us when we first got in touch with you. Mm. We've got the messages. Now you're trying to say that you don't speak English. The police have been called. Just admit to what you've done. And you could see he's there like... He knows that he's fucked, and he's eventually started saying, no, I don't know, and fucking whatever. He wasn't Italian, but I don't want to try and attempt his accent, to be fair. And then he's putting on the false tears and everything, and I was all right, I'm bored now. Scrolling. And then, I don't know, it was about 10 flicks later, it's back on, and then about an hour later, I fucking found it again. And he was wearing a coat now. So they'd been standing there that long. He'd started to get cold and the police still weren't there. Well, you know, it's been fucking 3 hours. Yeah. You've called the police. Why aren't the police there? I couldn't do anything like that, to be fair. Look, obviously, nonce kids never do that.
you don't, we get it, mate. We get it.
Not gay. I'm not a nonce. Fucking hell. Just a man.
Someone's like someone's listening like, boy, and they've got the voices in your head.
Don't touch those kids. But yeah, I wouldn't. I'm saying I ain't got the time to do it anyway. But I'm on about be a pedo hunter that or not kids. I got time for anything. Fucking hell. But yeah, I wouldn't have the patience to be able to try and bait them out or anything because you get there, you just want to attack them, wouldn't you? Just want to fucking hit him. So,
yeah,
you got to have some restraint to do those kinds of things. But moving swiftly onto these touchy subjects anyway, we do need to get onto what could potentially be Ashley's new favourite feature.
Mm.
He's got another confession for father.
And I have read this one through, so I try not to laugh as much.
I mean, you can laugh still, but
no, I mean,
the listeners want to hear it.
They want to hear it clear with proper grammar. Right.
Yeah. Use the proper grammar. If there's a full stop in there, make sure you use it.
Right.
Come on then, Father Ash.
Welcome, children. Father Jamie. Right, here we go. One time, I was choking the chicken when my doorbell rang. I got decent and answered the door. It was two friends stopping by to say hi. One of them reached out to shake my hand, and he reached for the hand I was beating it with. I was mollified and stared at his hand for a second. The look on both their faces was clear. They thought I was disgusted with shaking his hand. He's a big black guy, by the way. And I'm white. I was too socially awkward just to say, dude, you caught me on a solo afternoon delight mission. And you really don't want to shake my hand. So instead, I shook his hand with as little effort as possible and then never talked to him again out of sheer embarrassment. I'm certain he thinks I'm a massive racist.
No, child. you will be given 6 Hail Marys and be forbidden to choke the chicken again. It's quite an aggressive term as well, isn't it? Choking the chicken.
It makes it seem like he was going for it.
Yeah, like squeezing hard as well.
He knew what he knew what porn he wanted on. Like, and was just like
something angry, weren't he?
Yeah, like just like, yeah. And he was just like, come on.
But yeah, it's aggressive. I did like the Afternoon Delights.
Yeah.
Because it reminded me of the Anchorman. Afternoon Delight.
The thing is, you can't really go to when you might.
Sex band.
You can't really go to, you might, sorry, mate, I was just wanking.
I feel like I've done that. I feel like it's something that I would just say, like, lads, I was just having a wank.
Or you could.
Well, we've got one mate that definitely would. Yeah. He wouldn't have been embarrassed about shaking a hand, sir.
Nah, mate, when
he'd send a picture as well.
Yeah, no, he would.
But yeah, I think I would have just been honest. Nah, mate, you don't want to shake my hand. Send my coffee.
Yeah.
To be fair, for most men, that's a lot of the time anyway. So I don't think they'd be bothered. You should have just fucking been open about it, really.
Or just wouldn't have, or shouldn't have just answered the door.
I mean, you could have answered the door.
No, I mean, like, just finish what you're doing and then just like.
I was waiting for you to finish that sentence.
No, like, I mean, just like, if he's in the moment and then he like, don't stop, just like, fuck it.
No, but like, obviously, he didn't know he was at the door.
Yeah, but then it's not important, is it? Do you know what I mean?
To be fair, it's kind of on the lads as well, though. Like, don't turn up unannounced. Drop a text or something.
It's not the 90s no more. It's not the
90s.
You have to text. Because
it is annoying if you're not expecting guests and then people just randomly turn up. Because then you feel like you've got a host as well then.
It does sound like he was an angry wank though, mate.
Yeah, choking a chicken.
It was like definitely going for that.
Yeah. Can't do that. I don't like squeezing it too hard. Just got to... You know, tenacious D in it, take it nice and smooth. We're not forgiving your sins of an angry wank. Do something to console yourself as not being racist. Just get in touch with him, just tag him. Mate, I didn't mean to be awkward, I'm not racist. I was having a wank.
Yeah.
There must be something else for why they haven't spoke since as well.
Well, it can't just be because he had a wanky handshake. Yeah.
Well,
thanks for your confession, by the way.
Yeah, do keep them coming in. We do really appreciate it. And while it is in my head, because I just mentioned them, so Tenacious D, obviously you know him, Jack Black, Kyle. They split up the other day, live on stage as well.
Do you mean they split up live? How?
So, because they've been doing a worldwide tour, I don't know what started it, but just showed, like, saw the clip of someone recording in the audience. Jack Black's completely in Kyle's face, like shouting at him. And then as he walks back to the mic, he's like, all right, we're back. Kyle walks over to his mic and went, that's it, I'm done, I quit. And he just fucking gives him the birds. And everyone's like, boo, or what's going on and all that. So it's musical history, the end of Tenacious D.
Yeah, there's got to be some like background stuff going on there, isn't it? To quit on stage.
Yeah. Well, it's a shame, really. I mean, the music's never going to die. It's always going to be there to listen to. But, yeah, whenever I've seen the shows, well, again, not live, just clips and whatever, YouTubes and all that jazz, it always looks like they're having fun. So, yeah, I'm going to have to stop looking into the Jermaine Genius situation and start doing some Tenacious D digging up, really. But, yeah, on that sad note now, then. We shall call it a day. Bring on the football. Bring on the beers tomorrow. I can't wait. I mean, I'll have a couple tonight, but skinful tomorrow, lad. I mean, not like blackout, old school JD drunk.
Pissing yourself, yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. I'm in a Premier Inn. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't count if it's not your own bed, does it? It's all over the missus.
God in the shower.
Nah, mate. Fuck that. Ugh. I don't
know. No.
We've ended the podcast. Yeah, we'll save that for next week. But yeah, as always, appreciate it. Keep the messages coming in. Keep the liking, sharing, downloading, all that. You know what to do. And we'll see you next week then. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Grab your headphones, get ready to groove. Ash and JD will make your mood improve. Banter that's witty, oh so sly. Their chemistry's electric, you can't deny. You can't deny. Deny.